Personality NLP case study for Sandra, ascendant in fifth house. Since Sandra has Ravati rising in Pisces as her ascendant, she likely moves through the world with a gentle presence, deep intuition, and a quietly compassionate psyche. Ravati, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by a drum or a fish, is the final nakshatra, associated with endings, protection, and guidance through transitions. Pisces rising already brings emotional permeability, imagination, and spiritual sensitivity. But with Ravati here, Sandra's personality is shaped by a subtle but strong undercurrent of wisdom, faith, and inward navigation. She doesn't push her way through life. She flows, sensing when to speak, when to hold, and when to dissolve what no longer serves. Others may see her as dreamy, soft-spoken, or otherworldly, but beneath that is a strong internal compass, one that filters through intuition more than logic, and rhythm more than rigidity. From an NLP perspective, her ascendant reflects a kinesthetic and auditory digital processing style with a tendency toward general chunking. Sandra likely organizes experience through felt sense and inner resonance, rather than step-by-step logic. She filters life through internal rhythm. Does this feel aligned? Is this safe? Does this match my internal frequency? Her attention filter is deeply self-referencing, though not self-centered. She's attuned to the emotional tone of a room, but checks internally before responding. Her motivation direction is primarily away from noise, rigidity, and superficial environments, and strongly towards emotional clarity, spiritual meaning, and creative spaciousness. She doesn't rush. She waits for the energetic yes. In the fifth house, Sandra has Jupiter placed in Pushya in Cancer, adding a strong and nurturing influence to her creative intelligence, memory, educational instincts, and emotional expression. The fifth house governs inspiration, learning, romance, children, and the ability to shape reality through imagination. And Jupiter here suggests Sandra has a generous, ethical, and emotionally grounded approach to how she thinks, teaches, and shares. She likely holds a protective but expansive energy around creativity, offering warmth, structure, and encouragement to others in subtle supportive ways. Pushya, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the udder of a cow, is a nakshatra of containment, nourishment, and sacred discipline. In Cancer, this becomes emotionally intuitive and spiritually maternal. Sandra likely has a naturally mentoring presence. She learns through care and teaches through resonance. Her style of thought is devotional. She doesn't just share knowledge, she gives from the heart. From an NLP lens, this Jupiter supports a kinesthetic and auditory processing style with a leaning towards specific chunking. Sandra likely internalizes knowledge through felt meaning and emotional repetition. She remembers what touches her and expresses herself through emotionally anchored language. Her creativity may emerge in nurturing forms, storytelling, teaching, spiritual reflection, or rituals that offer grounding to others. Her attention filter here is self-oriented but nurturing. She checks in emotionally before expressing and tends to hold her ideas like children, protectively, patiently, and with long-term vision. Her motivation direction in this space is away from instability, distraction, or shallow praise, and towards wisdom, legacy, and emotionally aligned expression. Altogether, Ravati rising and Jupiter in Pushya give Sandra a core psyche that is spiritual, nurturing, emotionally intelligent, and guided by subtle timing. Her NLP imprint reflects someone who filters life through resonance, processes creativity through emotional attunement, and offers wisdom, not with noise or urgency, but with presence, care, and deeply rooted grace. Sixth house, Saturn and Rahu conjunct in Purva Falguni. In the sixth house, Sandra has Saturn and Rahu conjunct in Purva Falguni in Leo, a complex and karmically significant configuration that shapes how she approaches service, health, routine, and the quiet battles of daily life. The sixth house rules over work ethic, refinement through repetition, energetic maintenance, and how we navigate imbalance or conflict. With both Saturn and Rahu here in a fiery Venus-ruled nakshatra, Sandra's relationship to effort, responsibility, and boundary is deeply evolutionary. She's learning to hold her ground, not through force, but through embodied presence and soulful discipline. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus and symbolized by the front legs of a bed, represents rest, sensual pleasure, and creative enjoyment. But when Saturn and Rahu occupy this space, that pleasure is often earned only after facing karmic lessons around control, self-worth, and balance. In Leo, this nakshatra becomes radiant, personal, and expressive. Sandra's work life may carry an undertone of having to mature early or learning to create beauty, grace, and rhythm even when the environment feels demanding or emotionally draining. With Saturn here, there's a deep inner responsibility. Sandra likely holds herself to high standards when it comes to showing up, staying consistent, and maintaining order. But Rahu intensifies this, often bringing a feeling of never quite being done or needing to prove herself within the domain of service, health, or daily structure. This can create oscillations between over-effort and withdrawal until she learns to serve not from depletion, but from sourced alignment. From an NLP perspective, this conjunction reflects a dissociated auditory, digital, and kinesthetic processing style with specific chunking. Sandra likely organizes her day-to-day experiences through internal structure. What must be done? What is the cleanest path through this? But also feels her way through emotional or energetic feedback. She processes routine and duty through a highly tuned inner system that filters for harmony, value, and integrity. Her attention filter in this house is strongly self-oriented, particularly when it comes to managing expectations and evaluating whether her output is sustainable or aligned. Her motivation direction is deeply away from disarray, inefficiency, or being emotionally taken for granted, and subtly towards mastery, embodied grace, and the creation of systems that feel dignified and beautiful, even in their repetition. This combination also suggests Sandra is karmically working through how to serve without losing herself, how to create and maintain structures that honor her energy while still holding others. When aligned, she has the potential to offer service that is not only effective, but elevating, work that heals through resonance, aesthetics, and quiet authority. Altogether, Saturn and Rahu in Purva Falguni in the sixth house give Sandra a subtle power in the realm of structure, support, and soulful responsibility. Her NLP imprint here reveals someone who filters effort through rhythm, evaluates tasks through energetic coherence, and processes discipline not as punishment, but as a devotional art form. She's not here to hustle, she's here to refine the ritual and to turn work into something graceful, sacred, and sustaining. Ninth house, Mercury in Jayastha and Venus in Vishakha. Scorpio. In the ninth house, Sandra has Mercury in Jayastha and Venus in Vishakha, both in Scorpio, a configuration that weaves sharp intellect, emotional depth, and fierce inner clarity into her spiritual worldview, beliefs, and approach to higher learning. The ninth house governs personal truth, long-term vision, philosophy, and how we seek guidance from higher principles. With Mercury and Venus here in such perceptive, transformative nakshatras, Sandra's mind and heart are both attuned to truth. Not the surface kind, but the kind that survives crisis, dissolves illusion, and refines wisdom over time. Mercury in Jayastha, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by a protective talisman, gives Sandra a mind that is both skeptical and spiritually attuned. Jayastha brings seniority, not in age, but in insight. And Mercury here suggests she learns through deep observation, listening for the hidden message behind every idea or teacher. Her communication style is likely emotionally sharp, quietly strategic, and built on discernment. She may not speak much about her beliefs, but when she does, it's with clarity earned through experience. Venus in Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by a triumphal arch, brings devotion, loyalty, and passionate striving into her worldview. Vishakha seeks meaningful union, whether with a partner, a principle, or a cause. And in the ninth, Venus here gives Sandra a deep emotional relationship with what she believes in. She's not drawn to casual or trendy ideologies. She's magnetized toward philosophies or teachings that resonate at the soul level. Her love language may even include sharing beliefs, truth-seeking, or encouraging others to explore what's real beneath the surface. From an NLP perspective, this Mercury-Venus pairing supports a dissociated and auditory digital processing style with specific chunking. Sandra likely processes belief systems through careful logic, mental depth, and emotional coherence. She doesn't absorb teachings wholesale. She filters them piece by piece, aligning each part with her inner compass. Her thoughts and values must feel right, sound right, and hold up under emotional and psychological scrutiny. Her tension filter here is intensely self-referencing. She doesn't outsource spiritual authority. She tests every principle against lived experience, emotional resonance, and energetic integrity. Her motivation direction is away from superficiality, blind faith, or ideologies that bypass emotional truth, and towards deep spiritual coherence, transformative clarity, and embodied wisdom. Mercury and Venus in Scorpio also suggest Sandra learns best through intimacy, depth, and shared vulnerability, whether through sacred dialogue, study of hidden knowledge, or partnerships that challenge her to grow spiritually. Her beliefs are not abstract. They are alive, forged through inner work and quiet devotion. Altogether, Mercury in Jasta and Venus in Vishaka in the ninth house give Sandra a belief system that is discerning, emotionally intelligent, and fiercely aligned. Her NLP imprint here reflects someone who filters philosophy through resonance and rigor, who speaks from lived truth, loves through shared purpose, and learns from the depths, not the surface. She's not here for borrowed wisdom. She's here to live it, refine it, and pass it on with clarity, power, and grace. 10th house, Mars and Sun in Purva Ashada, Sagittarius. In the 10th house, Sandra has Mars and the Sun conjunct in Purva Ashada in Sagittarius, a vibrant, purposeful, and spiritually charged configuration that infuses her career, public identity, and leadership style with passion, integrity, and a warrior's sense of mission. The 10th house governs vocation, visibility, responsibility, and how we embody authority in the outer world. With this conjunction in such a principled and victorious nakshatra, Sandra likely approaches her public role with a deep internal fire, one that's not driven by ego, but by truth, clarity, and alignment. Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus and symbolized by the winnowing basket and the invincible warrior, is associated with purification, philosophical triumph, and unshakable inner direction. In Sagittarius, this nakshatra expresses through ideals, long-range vision, and spiritual purpose. The Sun here gives Sandra a leadership presence that radiates authenticity and moral conviction. She's not here to play roles. She's here to stand for something real. Her sense of authority comes from clarity, not force. And she likely feels a strong calling to do work that contributes to something larger than herself. Mars in Purva Ashada adds force, courage, and drive, but again, with refinement. This isn't raw aggression, it's strategic passion. Sandra likely takes initiative in her career through carefully chosen action, backed by her beliefs. When she commits to a goal, she pursues it with dignity, stamina, and ethical firepower. She may find herself naturally drawn to roles where clarity of purpose and spiritual resilience are essential. Teaching, mentoring, healing, or any field where truth and vision need a steady ethical hand. From an NLP perspective, this Mars-Sun conjunction reflects a general chunking style with strong auditory, digital, and kinesthetic channels. Sandra processes responsibility and visibility through inner logic and embodied knowing. She checks for alignment in how things feel and whether they hold structural coherence. She acts when she feels the energy is right, but that energy is filtered through discernment, not impulse. Her attention filter in career is deeply self-referencing. She is not motivated by applause or validation. She measures success by whether her outer actions reflect her inner compass. Her motivation direction is strongly towards clarity, purpose, and principle, but equally away from compromise, deception, or anything that dilutes the integrity of her mission. With Mars and the Sun together in this fiery nakshatra, Sandra's professional life is also about refining fire, learning when to lead with boldness and when to hold her power quietly. Her leadership isn't performative, it's purifying. She's here to burn off illusion, hold herself and others to a higher standard, and take meaningful action that resonates through time. Altogether, Mars and the Sun in Purva Ashada in the 10th house give Sandra a career signature rooted in conviction, emotional strength, and visionary leadership. Her NLP imprint here reveals someone who filters responsibility through principle, processes ambition through clarity, and acts only when her spirit and strategy are in sync. She's not here for fame. She's here to lead by example and to rise not just for herself, but for something true, enduring, and sacredly aligned. 11th house, Moon in Shravana, Capricorn. In the 11th house, Sandra has the moon placed in Shravana in Capricorn, a placement that brings emotionally intelligent networking, quietly resonant influence, and deep listening to her social interactions, community involvement, and long-term goals. The 11th house governs friendships, alliances, collective efforts, and the dreams we seek to manifest in collaboration with others. With the moon here in such a listening focus and traditional nakshatra, Sandra likely engages with groups in a way that is subtle, respectful, and deeply attuned to emotional undercurrents. Shravana, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the ear, is the nakshatra of sacred hearing, learning through sound, and the transmission of wisdom. In Capricorn, this moon becomes grounded, restrained, and service-oriented. Sandra may not seek large, extroverted networks, but when she joins a community or a team, she brings emotional depth, thoughtful presence, and a commitment to long-term contribution. She listens more than she speaks, and when she speaks, it's often from a place of experience and emotional clarity. From an NLP perspective, this moon reflects a kinesthetic and auditory digital processing style with specific chunking. Sandra likely processes group energy through physical feeling and tone, the rhythm of voices, the emotional quality of exchanges, the subtle dynamics unfolding beneath the surface. She may seem quiet or reserved in large groups, but she's tracking everything, not just who's speaking, but why, how, and with what resonance. She filters social interaction through tone, sincerity, and coherence. Her attention filter here is a calm self-reference within a collective context. She shows up in communities not to prove herself, but to contribute something meaningful and enduring. She may naturally attract roles where she holds emotional tone, the listener, the anchor, the silent stabilizer in chaotic or emotionally noisy settings. Her motivation direction is away from superficiality, performance, or chaotic group dynamics, and strongly towards order, substance, and emotionally coherent alliance. Moon in Shravana also gives Sandra a longing for resonant belonging, not just any tribe, but one where integrity, tradition, or sacred learning are part of the group's ethos. She may be drawn to community through shared teachings, values, or rhythms, places where words are honored, truth is spoken softly but clearly, and each person's energy contributes to a greater whole. Altogether, the moon in Shravana in the 11th house gives Sandra a social presence that is emotionally grounded, quietly wise, and energetically attuned. Her NLP imprint here reflects someone who filters collective energy through deep listening, contributes through subtle anchoring, and processes group interaction not through volume, but through vibration, sincerity, and deeply embodied awareness. She's not here to network loudly. She's here to connect meaningfully and to help communities rise through rhythm, patience, and emotional truth. 12th house, Ketu in Purva Bhadrapada, Aquarius. In the 12th house, Sandra has Ketu placed in Purva Bhadrapada in Aquarius, a placement that brings deep karmic insight, visionary detachment, and mystical clarity to her inner world, spiritual processing, and relationship with solitude. The 12th house governs the unconscious, dream states, mysticism, retreat, and dissolution. And Ketu here, especially in such a radical and otherworldly nakshatra, suggests Sandra carries an inherited mastery around letting go, standing at the threshold of transformation, and moving between visible and invisible realities. Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the front legs of a funeral cot or a two-faced man, is associated with paradox, intense purification, and the fire that burns beneath stillness. In Aquarius, it brings revolutionary insight, philosophical detachment, and a sharp capacity to hold opposing truths without collapse. Ketu in this nakshatra, and in this house, gives Sandra a powerful internal detachment from the material world. She may appear present and composed externally, but her inner world is vast, private, and oriented toward release rather than accumulation. From an NLP perspective, this Ketu placement supports a dissociated and auditory digital processing style with general chunking. Sandra likely filters spiritual and emotional experience through symbolic meaning and energetic truth, rather than narrative or emotional indulgence. She processes vastness in clean, refined ways, sensing the structure within dissolution, the pattern behind the mystery. Her mental and spiritual frameworks are likely more developed than they appear on the surface, She thinks in cosmic terms, not personal ones. Her attention filter in this domain is deeply self-referencing, though with an impersonal edge. She does not seek external guidance for her spiritual path. She filters through frequency, clarity, and energetic truth. Her motivation direction is strongly away from spiritual noise, drama, or false mysticism, and towards sacred withdrawal, quiet systems of understanding, and internally aligned awareness. Ketu and Purva Bhadrapada can also point to past life spiritual mastery. Sandra may instinctively understand the need to dissolve ego, to witness instead of grasp, and to walk alone when needed. Her spiritual work may not be loud or externally visible, but it is potent, burning off distortion, pattern, and attachment with slow, searing clarity. Altogether, Ketu and Purva Bhadrapada in the 12th house give Sandra a sacred relationship to solitude, a visionary spiritual mind, and a karmic gift for holding space at the edge of transformation. Her NLP imprint here reflects someone who filters depth through silence, processes the unseen through intuitive structure, and navigates the inner world not as a retreat, but as a return to truth. She's not here to escape. She's here to see beyond, to refine, and to hold what cannot be spoken with grace, presence, and profound spiritual depth. Overall NLP drives for Sandra. Sandra's NLP profile reveals a psyche shaped by emotional intelligence, refined discernment, and deep spiritual perception. With key planetary placements in Ravati, Pushya, Purva Falguni, Vishakha, Jyestha, Purva Ashada, Shravana, and Purva Bhadrapada, spanning the emotional water of Pisces and Cancer, the fire of Sagittarius and Leo, the structure of Capricorn, and the air of Aquarius and Libra. Her system is tuned for internal resonance, energetic precision, and a rhythmic, almost ritualistic approach to how she moves through life. Her dominant processing styles are kinesthetic, auditory digital, and dissociated, with a refined ability to sense, filter, and respond from within rather than through reactivity. The kinesthetic channel is particularly strong, seen through her Ravati ascendant, Moon in Shravana, Mars in Purva Ashada, and Venus in Vishakha, pointing to a core reliance on how things feel in the body and field. She's deeply attuned to subtle changes in emotional or energetic tone and responds not by analysis alone, but by internal felt alignment. Her auditory digital processing, supported by Mercury in Jyestha, Ketu in Purva Bhadrapada, and Rahu in Purva Falguni, gives her a mental sharpness and structural clarity that balances her emotional receptivity. She hears patterns in language, tone, and philosophical thought, not just the words spoken, but the intention behind them. And her dissociative skill, especially highlighted by Ketu in the 12th and Saturn in the 6th, allows her to step back, observe, and choose when and how to engage. She does not get entangled easily. Her boundaries are energetic, intuitive, and intentional. Sandra's chunking style is primarily specific in relational and emotional contexts. She notices nuance, change, and detail with extraordinary sensitivity, and general in philosophical or professional domains, where she pulls together broad themes and long-term structures, especially around truth, purpose, and transformation. Her attention filter is highly self-referencing across all life areas. Sandra checks inwardly before she speaks, acts, or aligns. Is this energetically clean? Does this resonate with my values? Can I sustain this with grace? These questions are central to her processing. She's not easily pulled by others' expectations. Her compass is internal, spiritual, and grounded in emotional coherence. Sandra's motivation direction is strongly away from chaos, overexposure, dishonesty, and energetic entanglement. She steps back from systems, people, or processes that feel dissonant. At the same time, she moves towards emotional depth, spiritual refinement, meaningful contribution, and energetic harmony. She's not driven by performance. She's drawn to what feels real, what aligns, and what can be made beautiful through care and devotion. Her action style is steady, strategic, and spiritually calibrated. Mars and Sun in Purva Ashada give her determination rooted in principle. She doesn't chase, she aligns, and when the moment is right, she moves with quiet power, deep knowing, and clear purpose. Altogether, Sandra's NLP architecture reflects a person who lives with subtle sovereignty, emotional mastery, and karmic refinement. She doesn't force understanding, she listens for it. She doesn't lead with noise, she holds presence. And she doesn't seek surface outcomes. She seeks to honor what's real, refine what's sacred, and contribute through integrity, insight, and soul-anchored grace.